The last mitzvah here is vinake, and Hashem will clean you. Now, the question of vinake is a little strange because if what are we referring to? What are we referring to? So Rashi says that it's very nice that we say vinake, but the next word after vinake is veloyinake. Vinake. So what are we saying? Rashi in Pisisa. Vinake lefi pshutei mashma she'enu mavata ala oven legamri ela nifra menu. But what we say is Rabbi Sinu darshu minake l'shavim v'lo yinake l'she'enam. So all of a sudden, at the end of the 13 midos, we have a new thing about tshuva, huh?
It's like contradictory.
Right. No.
Are
Also,
you
the
saying
point
you're
of the
eating?
tshuva midos was that it didn't necessarily have to be tshuva; it was an anhaga by itself. But now we're capitalizing, we're capping everything up with tshuva. Question is, what is the hanhag of tshuva? Where does that come in? So believe you on me, this. Where does the hanhag of tshuva come in? So we ended up saying last time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is menakeh avon v'pesha v'chata.
Yes.
He's no say avon v'pesha v'chata. So that means that there's some place that Kadosh Baruch Hu cleans up some of the averus. And maybe even the mice avera you kind of able to clean up. But there's an extra chiddush v'nakeh. And to do this, you need tshuva. But what is it? V'nakeh means that it becomes completely cleansed and you gufa get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu from the chet. And that's the koyach of tshuva me'ahava. That's Mishana, the Averis to Schuyos. So everything else doesn't need tshuva because it's Avada cleansing. But now we're coming to a new point where we're coming to get closer. So the Chiddush V'nakeh is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's going to clean it, going to make it that you're so clean that now you can have a relationship with Hashem more than had you not done the Avera in the first place. That needs tshuva. It's not a chiddush that it needs tshuva. That's the chiddush of tshuva. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? So the pshat in that is that when a person can come to the hakara that everything in this world can be used to bring themselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even chatayim. So when a person can come to that hakara that everything in the world can be used to bring themselves closer and a step closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then they're bringing the world to a certain amount of tikkun, because they're bringing out that everything in the world is here to bring me closer to Hashem. Even the averus that I did are here to bring me closer. So now I am stepping into a place. The way I see the whole world is coming to tachlis, and everything's here for a purpose. So in that case, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're doing tshuva, you're coming to the realization that you could use every challenge and every situation to get you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the tachlis of the Bria. What's the minyan micha? Mimei kedem. Mimei kedem means that there's a plan, the way the world was set up, that you're tapping into a mimei kedem, you're tapping into the way that everything was set up with a plan, with an idea, with a system. And even the things which look like they're bad, and they look like evil, or they look like challenges, you can figure there's a midah to use that to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mimei kedem means everything's part of the master plan. So if everything's part of the master plan, then how does Hashem use that practically? That's the midah zemicha. Mimei kedem. There's a master plan. Everything's part of the plan, and Hashem's constantly working to get the world closer to its full tachlis. But in order, what's the practical way that Hashem does that? Is that on a personal level, when a person goes through a challenge and they can use that challenge to propel themselves into a better place, then they just used that midah of practically of enake of taking even the challenges of life and using them towards Avodas Hashem and getting closer. Therefore, this midah requires tshuva. Because till now we were just talking about deleting the averus. Now we're talking about bringing a certain amount of tikkun. When you're talking about bringing an amount of tikkun into the world, for that you need tshuva. And we're talking about the tshuva me'ahava. Now, that's basically what this means, according to whatever. Now, this is morale.
How's that chesed? Meaning, like, what is being actually done now? We do tshuva, so now we're closer.
Now we're able to. It's close. We're the chesed of that midah is that if a person used their challenge to go do tshuva, Hashem Gufo puts them and says, "Oh, then not only did I take it away, I'm gonna make you closer than you were before you started."
He's placing you in a closer matzah.
Right. Because you're bringing the world closer to the Tachlisai. In a certain amkus, this is what it means that Makom Shabbat Chuvah, but because a tzaddik came to that car that there's a lot of opportunities to do mitzvahs in the world. But maybe in his eyes, Nisyonis or Averis are only negative, are only against them. You know, maybe there's a dichotomy by him. That there's Toiv and there's Ra, and I happen to be I'm in the Toiv space, but there's Ra that I can't overcome, and that's directly kind of divorced from Hashem. And the Baal Teshuva is able to say, no, that you I'm using that to propel me closer. So he's bringing out a Kavod Shamayim even in the Aver. If he's able to do Teshuva, so that's the Chiddush of Vinake, which is Tolian Chuba. Now, this is Maral, Rosh Yeshiva speaks it out, Rameir speaks it out, this Maral spoke it out two times. Now, Vinake, the Chiddush of Vinake, again, the same question. What's the Chiddush of Vinake Hashem cleanses you if you did Chuba? Isn't that what Chuba is? So, the Chiddush Maral says is that even if a person does only Chuba on one Aveira, they still get Kapar for that one Aveira. Because really what tshuva is that I used to do averus, now I don't anymore. But no, I still speak Lashon Hara, but I don't do, I don't, if I keep Shabbos or whatever. So who says it's Shach tshuva on that? So that's the Chiddush of Maral, that state in Vinake, that Hashem will clean you for whatever you did tshuva on, even a partial tshuva. Well,
Kiruv Hashem, Ayichu
meaning even if you didn't fully fix the chet, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. So now, in other words, Maral is telling us also that there's a certain rotzen that Hashem has to make tshuva work. And you utilizing the power of tshuva to go away from something ra is already the midah vinake. Now, Rashi used to say over then after that, either Bistrol's Machadish, that the Maral says you get kapara for one avera out of many. Bistrol's Machadish, that vinake tells you, even if you did a tshuva on part of one avera. It's also called tshuva. Rabbi Saul used to go around telling people to close your stores Friday night, even if you're going to open it Shabbos day. And so Machal Shabbos. So, what's no, he's doing tshuva. What's the chiddush? Sorry. Comments here. So the idea is that even partial tshuva works. Even partial tshuva works. But since even partial tshuva works, even partial tshuva works. So memela, that's all. Of it all goes into vinake, and that means it's part of the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to cleanse a person out. I don't know that that's really this idea. To me, it sounds like a little bit of a different idea, but he's putting it, he claims that you can put it together.
every darga that we're doing tshuva on, even if it's partially, we're getting close to Hashem. We're
Right.
using that rod to get close to
Right.
Hashem one way.
Right. So as long as you did tshuva me'ahava and you propel yourself further, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu now has v'nakeh to say, I'm willing to bring you closer mikoyach the ra that happened. And this
Right.
means
How do you know you're actually doing tshuva on something?
any improvement with regret is tshuva. Meaning,
Can you like elaborate on that or define that, please? Or give an example?
I'm saying it's really hard to fully improve something without. There's one element in tshuva that I don't think we talk about a lot when you talk about people like changing, is that all the svarim require a certain amount of remorse. Like I don't know that when we talk to Bali tshuva type of thing, are we busy with remorse? We're just saying this is a better life for you. It's not like till now, oh, how much trace did I eat? Oh, it's terrible. I don't, that's the point, really.
Charata.
Okay, do we? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you have to speak some level of remorse. Charata, that's what I'm saying. Basically, improvement with some level of realization that I could have done better, and I regret not having done the most I could, and make conscious effort towards improvement. That's pretty much tshuva. No? Any more than that? I mean, vidu. No. Basically, that's what.
Take a Bali tshuva, for example, like or somebody who grew up eating non-kosher or grew up eating bacon, for example. Like,
I
does
don't want
anyone
to talk exactly.
regret eating
I
bacon, or it's like,
don't know. I don't know. Let's not take that. Let's take a guy that didn't grow up eating that, but hasn't ha has taken a kind of hiatus from certain core things, right? And now he decides that I want to continue doing those things, going back to it, right? So it's a 2 or 3 step process. It's basically saying I wish I would have, I realized that it's wrong. And I'm making a conscious effort to improve in it. That's
got
the beginning of tshuva.
it. So it's more so it's the intent of not doing something or continuing something or regretting the action and trying your hardest not to continue that action and having remorse for that action.
Yeah, it's both, right? It's on the one hand, it's the past and the future together. It's the past in terms of I'm not happy with what I was doing, and I could do better and make a plan how to improve.
Got it.
And it doesn't have to be that sort of Yisrael Salanter is saying. It doesn't have to be full improvement. It's steps. Right?
Got it.
Got
Okay.
it? Okay. Very good. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Shkoyach.
you.
Okay, maybe we'll do a quick